Track 1.19.
Hello and welcome to Family Matters. What's the best way to bring up children? Now, there's a question. Many parents are caught between what they think they should do and what they end up doing and feeling guilty about. Well, a new book by sociologist Miriam Keating might just help make those parents feel a little bit better. In her new book, Bringing Up Babies, Miriam questions some of the ideas we have on parenting and looks to other cultures to show how they do things differently. In each chapter, she takes a different problematic area and shows us how parents from other countries do things differently. For example, in the first chapter, Miriam looks at the British obsession with bedtimes and making sure we get our children to bed before a certain hour. To look at this from a different perspective, Miriam takes us to Argentina, where parents often let their children stay up late and where it's not uncommon to see children eating out late in restaurants with their parents. But it doesn't seem to do them any harm. What is important is that children get enough sleep. So if they go to bed late, they get up late, and that's exactly what they do. Furthermore, by going out in the evenings with their parents, Argentinian children also learn how to socialise well from a very early age. Another familiar problem that Miriam looks at is food, and most parents fight to get their children to eat healthily. For a solution to this one, she takes an example from France, where children are introduced to all sorts of food from a very early age. French children are allowed to not like an item of food, but they are not allowed to not try it. And if the child seems not to like a particular item of food, that's no reason to never try it again. Just wait a while and reintroduce it a little later. Unsurprisingly, Miriam found that French children were a lot less fussy than kids in the UK. In Japan, Miriam discovered an interesting idea on how to deal with children fighting. While watching children in one Japanese primary school, she was surprised to see that when 2 5-year-olds started to argue about whose turn it was to use the computer, the teacher did nothing, even though the children were getting quite loud. The teacher only did something if the children started to get physical. But she was even more surprised at how often the children were able to sort out their problem themselves. Instead of having an adult feeling they had to control the child's world, the children were learning the important life skill of negotiating from an early age. Other chapters look at Poland, where the family is always kept very close together, and Mexico, where mothers teach their children how to cook from a very early age. Adults are bringing up children all over the world. The clear message from Bringing Up Babies is that there is no single right way to do it, and that it might be a good idea to take note of how parents in other cultures are doing it.